All right. Well, the writing is going well, which is one of the maybe one of the big upsides for stuff like that. I need a certain one to explore them from extract and hold up to a place where I'll make myself to do. Where's the job doing that? I'm not going to sit here. This kind of writing is really kind of just without life, without what people do. Channel, she and I think took it to an unhealthy level. And this isn't particularly an excellent thing out there. Oh, it might come out, people will say, well, you shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have said that. But you know what? Well, I still would have could have. And you just I think he's a good brother to a man. He's always been a strong person. Always enjoyed having a career as a dramatic. And, good and bad boy. Morning. And about 5 minutes. So this is together. That that is the one that tends to happen. Not always. This evening. So see ya. Anyway, you know, like I just kind of wanted to throw in her whole little death thing that she did in college. Come to mind, how about that? You know what? That sentence to the whole thing, because I wasn't there. I wasn't there. She wasn't doing that for my benefit. She wasn't doing that because I pushed her to it. Things like that. She was in college. I wanted to do so too. They can say, well, you had expectations, and you pushed her. You're going, you know, I don't know. But she was gone. She had a reputation for life. She got done. When I went to her graduation and saw her diploma, I was very surprised. But I was happy that I hadn't just been told a story. You know? That she hadn't been lying about that because she was going to go to like I said. Death, her whole death thing was absolute freaking. Oh, wow. That was called. We got to the point that we took her to the audiologist to get get her checked out. She's been giving her something temporary from nice people up in school. And I really don't know where they go. Right there, it says, well, she said, we're lying. We've been here just a while. There's all this story that so it's ball crash. Wow. I tell ya. And she was a, you're a crying mess. On the way home, we were in Lubbock, and it was a 2-hour drive home. I was not happy. I was trying to figure out what her to do because of all this stuff. The lies she told to the entire world about. So, of course, people think she didn't really believe that she's ever been taught. What a horrible father you are, Joe. No, that's it. You don't know what the grass is. So, it's like, you know, around, sad, and you take any that says at face value. He goes to back to water. So we went over to Oklahoma City. She was working at the subway. I was told she was the assistant manager. She told me she was the promoted assistant manager. And I was like, hey, that's it. They have to understand that. Then when they go, yeah, but you weren't really being all that encouraging. You know, I publicly take everything she says at face value, but I protect myself. She went for some bigger stuff. Better butt for the children. I'm not going to give her a hard time. My buddy never did anything. I am unhappy with the circumstances that she ultimately found. Actually, she was fine as well. She, I found her for one situation. That's so they take volunteers. They get room and board, that's a little bit of excitement. And, you do this and that. Her situation with Obama just ended very, very quickly. And, she and I, beside each other, don't work very well. I'm sorry. Sometimes, you know, I have to have verification that something is going on. And she was really offended by that. How dare you question me? It's like, question me? Your track record? I would be a fool not to question you. It was apparently what I was supposed to do. You know? Well, you didn't really forgive me then. You know, the thing is not a question of forgiveness. It's a question of, you need to become a better person. You know? And, you know, I always know. She was honest. Sometimes. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to even venture a proportion. I don't know. That's what she was going for. Anyway, she ultimately got a little touch of a job there. That's fine. You know, I said it's perfectly okay. Although while we were in Oklahoma City, I had sent her to an art therapy conference. But she was kind of, she could have problems. I think she wanted to do something else with her life, especially after she tried to be a manager of a store. Done it for a little while, but really, it really demanded a lot. But she was faithless. She quit. And that's fine. I understand that. I'm a pretty weird guy for saying please don't leave a job before something else happens. Record that way. That usually comes of not leaving because I'm about ready to be fired, although I think when I was younger I didn't do that, but I would always have the next job before doing that. I think it was only in my head. Otherwise, I was doing fine. You know, everybody here is really happy with what I do. It's really quite straightforward. And, not a bad thing. And, I might not even get offered. But I'm in my offered an interview to get a job, you know. I'm a dark horse. For a lot of these things, I'm a little of a dark horse. So, we'll see what happens. Regardless. Trying to deal with what she needs to deal with in her own way. You know, I have my opinion. I think it's poor. I don't think it's a very good way of handling it. They're just wanting to get there. And, you know,
Anyway, talk to you later.